Now, does anyone notice anything different up here inside the communion rail? The candle, yeah. Is that what you were seeing, Uzzah? Oh, yeah, the nativity set is gone, right? Christmas and Epiphany has come, and we're moving quickly into stories about Jesus being all grown up. And today, we are remembering Jesus' baptism, and that's why we have that candle up. That's the candle we light when anyone gets baptized. Now, when you're baptized, we use nice, clean, warmed-up water. And we pour it in that baptismal font, that the marble stand right there. And then we light candles, we say special prayers, and we anoint you with oil. But when Jesus was baptized, it wasn't in a church. Does anyone know the story of Jesus' baptism? Okay. Uzzah, why don't you tell me a little bit, and then Tibetcha, you can fill in. He was baptized by John in the Jordan River, and was it clean, lovely, warm water? No. I've been there, and it is brown and muddy and a little murky, but we don't make you guys do that. So we remember it like the water on that window. So you see the window? That's supposed to remind us of our baptisms with the shell, which we use to pour the water on you. So we just pour a little bit of water over your forehead. What happened to Jesus? His whole head? They did more than that. His face, his whole body went all the way under and then back on up. And some churches today still do that. They put you under once and they come back up and they do it a third time. And we pour the water three times, but some churches get you soaking wet. And if you want that, we can arrange that. Anybody who might be waiting for a baptism. No takers? Well, I did something for us to help you. The reason why we get baptized is to let God know that we're committed to God. And so I got these little pieces of blue yarn to tie around your wrist or your ankle as a reminder of your commitment to God. And let's see how long it can stay on you. I once gave something like this to someone, and it lasted 3 years. Well, but it was rubber, so this might only make it through a couple days. Yeah, Uzzah? Blue? Why do you guys think it's blue? Color of water. I couldn't find murky greenish brown to be literal Jordan water, but we'll use this as symbolic, okay? So come here. I'll put one around your wrist or your ankle if you want it. Any takers? No takers? Oh, Tibetchi, for sure. I knew you would. And wrist or ankle. And if it bugs you, you can take it off. But let's see how long it might last. What do you think, Tibetchi? How long is this going to last for you? A day? A week? A month? Well, Uzzah, this does not mean you don't have to take a shower. Everyone still has to bathe. Just in case you were thinking. Which is what I used to do when I was a kid. Do any of you guys have swimming pools?
No, me.
You do? Yeah, I used to beg and beg that if I went in the swimming pool, wasn't that good enough? Okay, so this is to remind you of what?
Water.
Of the water in baptism and what else?
God.
God, yep. And Jesus' baptism. You want one? No? It's going to stay on for 3 seconds? That's it? Oh, my goodness. What are you going to do? Gnaw it off? I think you can keep it on for this morning? Maybe? Okay. All right. Well, who feels like saying the prayer this morning about... Okay, Uzzah, how important it is to commit ourselves to God? Can you pull a prayer together for that? Okay, he's good. He's really good at coming up with a prayer really fast. And I'm going to give this to you to take. All right. Okay, come on around.
Okay. Dear God, please... dear God, please... Wait, what did you say?
Just go with what's in your heart.
No, what is it supposed to be?
Well, we're talking about baptism and remembering God and Jesus' baptism. Is that something you want to work with, or do you have something else you'd like to pray?
I can pray.
Okay.
Dear God, please let us be remember when Jesus was baptized, and let our blue bracelets remember how we are committed to you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Uzzah. That was a great prayer. All right, you guys, I'll see you after Sunday school. Have fun.